You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 13, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. On May 13, 2025, a 16-year-old black high school student was detained at gunpoint in South Portland, Maine. Officers from the Portland Police Department believed he matched the description of a 19-year-old black male, Miles Hibbard, wanted for burglary. The incident occurred around 11 a.m. near Deering High School, where police intended to serve a warrant for Hibbard. The student was a passenger in a blue car and was approached by officers as he walked on the sidewalk. Officers, some armed with long guns, surrounded him and ordered him to comply. The student repeatedly asked, "What did I do?" while following their commands. Amber Miller, the student's mother, believes the incident was a case of racial profiling. She noted that her son did not resemble Hibbard beyond their shared skin color and highlighted that Hibbard had a sleeve tattoo, which her son did not possess. Miller expressed concern about racial bias, especially since all officers present were white. The term "walking while black" describes the disproportionate targeting of black individuals by law enforcement. A study indicated racial disparities in South Portland arrests, showing that black individuals may be arrested at higher rates than their population representation. South Portland Police Chief Daniel Ahern defended his officers, stating they acted appropriately based on the information available. In a letter dated May 19th, he expressed pride in how officers handled the situation, asserting no policies were violated. Ahern described the incident as an unfortunate circumstance where the student matched the suspect's description. Law enforcement protocols for executing warrants often involve heightened caution, including the potential for officers drawing their weapons. The parents of the detained teen stated that officers had guns pointed at him, indicating this is standard procedure when a threat is perceived. Body camera and dash camera footage were withheld for almost 5 months before being released. Police initially claimed that releasing the footage would interfere with ongoing investigations. The released footage shows the student asking, "What did I do?" while complying with orders. His face is blurred and his name has not been publicized. Miller believes there are additional unreleased videos that could provide more context. The delay in releasing footage can impact public trust, suggesting an attempt to control the narrative. The actual suspect, Miles Hibbard, was arrested later that day at his job for burglary charges related to stolen cologne and shoes. The parents were furious that officers did not consider Hibbard's distinct tattoo during the detention. This oversight raises questions about the thoroughness of the identification process. The incident has led to public scrutiny and potential legal action. Amber Miller, an attorney, is considering legal action against the police, stating they failed to conduct meaningful due diligence. Due diligence refers to the reasonable steps officers should take to verify information before detaining individuals. Individuals detained under mistaken identity may have grounds for legal action if their rights are violated due to negligence by law enforcement. Recent news indicates ongoing police activity and investigations in South Portland. On May 13, 2025, South Portland police responded to execute an arrest warrant for a burglary suspect, aligning with the timing of the incident. The South Portland Police Department launched a policy review following the incident, but details on findings or changes remain unclear. Transparency regarding such reviews is crucial for public trust. The incident likely generated community concern and discussion, with public outrage suggesting a strong negative reaction. Understanding community reactions and advocacy group involvement would provide a fuller picture of the incident's significance. Other police-related news in Maine includes postponements of community events due to ongoing investigations. The Biddeford Police Department postponed its National Night Out event due to an investigation linked to a suspect wanted for shootings. These events underscore the challenges faced by law enforcement and the communities they serve. The emotional impact on the 16-year-old student remains unaddressed, and it is unclear if any support has been offered. The South Portland Police Department's policy review will likely examine existing training and areas for improvement. The incident highlights the need for law enforcement agencies to refine procedures, especially regarding suspect identification and de-escalation techniques. Copyright African Elements.